but having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Nevadans, prescriptions can be expensive. Let the Array RX discount card be your solution. Now available to all Nevada residents. Simply sign up for free, show your pharmacist your digital card, and save money. Receive discounts of up to 80% on certain medications. There are no age or income restrictions, and it only takes a minute to enroll. Visit ArrayRxCard.com to learn more and sign up today.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Gentlemen, Jim Dallas and myself, we were talking about this during rehearsal today. Oh, you don't know. Yeah. We do a rehearsal a couple hours before the show just to make sure everything's just tight as can be. We were talking about this, that our nation, including the nuclear codes, is in the hands of two really bizarre people. First of all, there is the montage of President Biden and his, shall we say, cognitive gaffes. This is put together by our friends at Fox News. Listen to this.
Let's go late and lick the world.
We cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And Joan Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga Kowawa.
Ban on transgender Americans, transgender Americans.
Mr. President, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate
it's great to have you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere. It's a very exciting day around here. We'll have a reaction.
I met alone with him, just he and I, and a simultaneous interpreter 68 times, 68 hours. 68 times, more than 68 hours.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We really appreciate it, and we love you. Thank you.
I might add, if I didn't, I'd be sleeping alone. I better explain that. Some don't know what I'm talking about. My wife's a Philly girl. All right, where are we going? Well, we're going to win, and we're going to help. We have plans to build a railroad from the Pacific all the way across the Indian Ocean. By the way, I met with who are those guys that fly over shortly? You heard of them, haven't you?
Okay, you think that's bad? You think that's bad? Oh, God. This guy has his finger on the nuclear codes. Please. Please. Have mercy on us. Jim, but you've got a word salad from the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Explain what this is.
Yeah, she was having a sit-down with a couple of people, and it was, you know, kind of an open forum kind of thing. There was a live audience, and she was trying to define culture. And what I've always understood, if you're trying to describe something from somebody who just arrived from Mars and you use the word itself that you're trying to describe, it means you really don't know what the heck you're talking about. And, you just judge for yourself. It's very short. The Vice President of the United States on culture.
Well, I think culture is... It is a reflection of our moment and our time, right? And present culture is the way we express how we're feeling about the moment. And we should always find times to express how we feel about the moment that is a reflection of joy, because, you know, it comes in the morning. We have to find ways to also express the way we feel about the moment in terms of just having language and a connection to how people are experiencing life. And I think about it in that way, too.
I have no idea what she just
what
said.
What in God's name is she talking about?
I have no idea, but she was talking about culture. And I don't know. It happens in the morning. I didn't get much
yikes.
Out of that. And that is our number two.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, those two people that you just heard from have their fingers on the nukes. They are the people that we depend upon for our safety and well-being. That should scare you half to death. I'm just telling you, it's a big question mark. A big, big question mark. Coming up, Professor Jonathan Turley talking about the federal judge's July 4th ruling. Waited till July 4th to slap down the Biden administration and big tech relative to our freedom of speech and the ability to express ourselves. That's what's so amazing about all of this. But we'll let you hear from Professor Jonathan Turley coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us. Don't forget, Lee Steinberg will join us, a legendary super agent, the real life inspiration behind Jerry Maguire. Show me the money. I love doing that. I really do. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Well, at 1:31 as we check out your conditions, and yeah, it's the typical very, very slow flows, bumper to bumper type action on Interstate 15 northbound, mainly between the 215 interchange and Tropicana. You've got about five lanes worth of bumper to bumper condition. So definitely give yourself some extra time there. There's an accident on the left shoulder on Interstate 15 southbound. That's at Flamingo. Combine that with the lane restrictions through there and the very slow flows as well. And those lane restrictions continue on Charleston Boulevard as well. Both directions. That's between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Off day for the Angels, Giants, and Padres on Thursday. San Diego hosts the Mets tonight. Righty Yu Darvish gets the nod. The Angels visit the Dodgers tonight. It's Griffin Canning against Tony Gonsolin. The Giants are home hosting the Rockies. Ross Stripling starts for the Giants. The Dodgers beat the Pirates 5-2. Max Muncy and Freddie Freeman homered. Julio Urias gave up two runs on three hits with eight strikeouts. The Dodgers took 3-4 from Pittsburgh to pull within a half game of slumping Arizona for the top spot in the NL West. The Diamondbacks got shut out 9-0 on Thursday at home by the Mets. Just a day after ripping the Tigers 12-3, Detroit returned favor, blanking the A's 9-0. Oakland's been shut out 10 times this season. They were held to just four hits and dropped 25-64 overall. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
School on! Stay on! sounds like it's back to school time. And Staples has great prices on everything you need for school. Save on markers and crayons. Save on notebooks and folders. And right now at Staples, save big on tech with up to $250 off select computers. Staples, where savings for school are always in session. N729, in-store only. See associate for details.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Donald J. Trump will be speaking tomorrow here in Las Vegas, the Fervent Calvary Chapel in Las Vegas. 4:30 is the start of that speech. It is not a huge venue. I am told they have roughly 500 seats. So go to the Trump website. You can register for tickets. But I can't wait to see what the message is going to be. This is going to be a speech about volunteers. I have not seen any of the clips from his speech in Council Bluffs, Iowa. That's today. But the fact is that he has been very, very open. For a guy that's got multiple indictments against him, he is very, very free with his speech. It'll be interesting to see what happens. We were talking about Professor Jonathan Turley and the judge's ruling on the 4th of July. It's weird for a federal judge to rule on the 4th of July on government censorship. This is cut number one. This is Professor Jonathan Turley on Fox last night. His reaction to this federal judge's July 4th ruling on government censorship. Here it is. Whoops. Cut one. Professor Jonathan Turley on government censorship.
We have Yoel Roth, the former safety head of trust and safety at Twitter. He wrote the following here. There is so much wrong with this decision, not least of all that it will make us less secure going into the 2024 elections. But the most glaring bit is the theory that tech companies were somehow coerced to take action simply by virtue of having a meeting. That's just not how any of this works. I know you have written on this, Professor. What's your take on Yoel Roth's comment?
Well, Roth is one of the chief censors at Twitter. Of course he's saying that he did this. But by the way, you can have this type of censorship program by consent, not just by coercion. What the judge was saying is that the close partnership, the close coordination between these companies and the federal government effectively made them agents of the federal government. And that's supported by the Twitter files. But he's echoing something you're seeing in the media, where you have media figures who are saying, you know, this is really dangerous. You know, free speech could break out. And what will we do? And many of them keep on repeating the same sort of circular logic. Censorship is needed because some things need to be censored. Well, look, agencies can speak in their own voice. Homeland mm-hmm. Security can come out and say, we disagree with this or that. What the judge was dealing with was Homeland Security and other agencies using these companies to target individuals, to ban them, to silence them. Yeah. That's what we should all be unified in objecting to.
Professor Jonathan Turley, smart dude. I used to think that government did things out of incompetence. That they just, you know, they just weren't good at what they do. I have more and more come to the realization that what we have is a government that is sinister, that intends to take away your freedoms, to take away your free speech, for instance, to take away your guns. I have become more of a cynic in the last 5 to 10 years than I ever was in my youth. And I'm just going to tell you, I think it's by design. I think they have intended to incrementally take away our freedoms little by little by little by little. And that is incredibly sad. Coming up at the top of the hour, Lee Steinberg will join us. Legendary sports agent. How has that industry changed? I mean, people now, there are more millionaires being created. It seems like every athletic season, every draft, the baseball draft, NBA draft, the NHL draft, we're creating new millionaires almost on a weekly basis. And it's interesting that his industry has changed dramatically. His industry, the Jerry Maguire movie, I thought was really good. And having been a part of that world for many, many years, it was just a wonderful representation. And thank you, Tom Cruise. But I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. I interacted. He will not remember this, but I interacted with him back in the 1980s, maybe the early 1990s, at Super Bowls, where he would come down to the lobby bar. And plunked down, and a bunch of writers and broadcasters, and that we would all just kind of glom onto him, and he'd wax poetic for an hour or more, talking about the state of the game, what's going on with this, what's going on with that, rules changes, things like that, and he was absolutely amazing. And again, he probably won't remember me, but I'll bet you he'll remember those sessions. A couple of nights before the Super Bowl. And usually the night before the commissioner's party, what was then the commissioner's party. I don't know if it still is or not. I've been out of that world for a long time. But it was wonderful to just listen to him, and he was so incredibly smart. I mean, he really is an intelligent guy. But he's bringing Agent Academy back to Las Vegas. We'll talk about that. And a whole bunch more coming up at the top of the hour. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. But let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Whose cocaine was it? We know it's cocaine. The Secret Service is saying it can't tell us definitively that it's not Hunter Biden's or Joe Biden's. Is it possible that the President of the United States is one of the cokeheads in the White House? Is that possible? Boy, this is getting more and more bizarre. I'm going to open up our phone lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if you think it's possible that this cocaine belongs to no less than Hunter Biden. Maybe the President of the United States, Joe Biden. Is it possible? Is it possible that the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, is on coke? Is that possible? Maybe it's not cognitive skills that we're witnessing. Maybe it's a drug-induced a coma that this guy is in. You tell me who you think this belongs to. One of the visitors to the White House? A member of the staff, maybe Karine Jean-Pierre, maybe someone else. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out who you think is controlling the cocaine and the... this is really bizarre to even be talking about. Anyway, Mark Lytle. If you don't know who Mark Lytle is, he's one of the attorneys for the IRS whistleblower, one of the IRS whistleblowers, Gary Shapley. And he was on Fox last night. Did you see this? Talking about attacks on his client, which really would be... It's really sad that somebody as courageous as one of these whistleblowers now is having to take incoming. But this was Mark Lytle, the attorney for no less than Gary Shapley, talking about the attacks on his client. Cut number 6, go.
I want to put this up. This is Abby Lowell. This is Hunter Biden's attorney kind of going after you. He said the following, quoting here, various leaders of the House and its committees have discarded the established protocols of Congress, rules of conduct, and even the law in what can only be called an obsession with attacking the Biden family. These interviews were orchestrated recitations of mischaracterized and incomplete facts by disgruntled agents who believe they knew better than the federal prosecutors. Why disgruntled? Why rogue actors? What's your take on Abby Lowell's response?
Hey, Trace, thanks for having me on the show today. I appreciate being able to respond. These attacks are really nothing more than just character assassination. Special Agent Shapley has gone through the process, the legal process of disclosing and becoming a whistleblower. Mm-hmm. He went to Capitol Hill. He sat for hours of testimony, questioned by Democrats and Republicans, taking their turns, whatever topics they wanted to get into, they could ask him. He was under the penalties of being prosecuted for false statements if he gave a false statement. And, you know, these are the attacks that are going on. And the narrative is being carried into the press mm-hmm. in the Washington Post. And if I could, Trace, I'd love to talk to you about our interaction with the Washington Post on this issue.
Quickly, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so, you know, the Washington Post carries a story about Abby Lowell's letter and the allegations right. that our client is an illegal leaker. And he cites to this October 6, 2022 letter that describes a leak, and a leak from the agents or from someone, you know, with knowledge. So mm-hmm. we wrote a letter to the Washington Post, and we're so confident that our client was not the leaker that we submitted an affidavit to the Washington Post saying, he authorizes anyone at the Washington Post, including the authors, Devlin Barrett, Perry Stein, that they can disclose his name as a source. He knows he's not. So we want them to say he's not the source. But what do? They don't do that. They republish the story and republish the allegations that are baseless and groundless by Abby Lowell.
I want to know, Abby Lowell says the timing here on your part is suspicious, on the House Oversight Committee's part is suspicious, and that he believes that the Oversight Committee is acting in bad faith. I've got about 40 seconds left for you, Mark. Give us your final thoughts.
Well, I mean, you know, our client came in. We've had to negotiate to navigate the taxpayer secrecy laws. Mm-hmm. That took a little bit of time. There had to be some legal opinions issued, we believe. And he got in there as soon as they could have him. And I don't know anything about the timing, but the timing of the attack is really suspect.
Mark Lytle, he is an attorney for Gary Shapley, one of the 6, I believe, whistleblowers, IRS whistleblowers. And these whistleblowers, there's 6 of them. They got a lot to say. And the question is anybody in government going to listen? I don't know, but I'm going to tell you something. It's sad when these people, you know, you talk about a profile in political courage, being able to put your career on the line and step out and be talking about this stuff in public, knowing that you're going to take incoming. There's no doubt about it. There's going to be plenty of incoming flack for these whistleblowers. And God forbid if they get in front of the House Oversight Committee or the House Judiciary Committee or one of the other committees of Congress, Democrats will skewer them and they'll accuse them of everything from treason to the Espionage Act. I mean, the Hatch Act, that seems to be popular today. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMC.